And Michaela, is it hard for you to have to think about what you eat? Because I know when I was 7, I ate as much chocolate and as many sweets as I could. And if I could get them, I would eat them. But you have to be careful, don't you?
Yeah.
And do you and you know what you're able to eat and what you're not able to eat, and you really have to be careful about what you do?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And can that be a pain sometimes?
Yeah.
I can imagine. I can imagine it must. But I think it is really excellent, though, that the children themselves do have that level of personal responsibility, if to call it that they do have to be aware. And in many ways, it's difficult for the children, too, because in one way they can't be children. They have to have this sort of constant self-monitoring and self-watching. And sometimes, you know, you mightn't necessarily be able to just act the way children should act, which is utterly crazily and irresponsibly, which is what children should be doing, really. I'm going to go to line two, because I think if I do, if you want to put on those headphones, actually, Sinead, we might get to speak to somebody you'd know. Shane, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Shane, I'm very well indeed. We've just been speaking to Sinead Breen here in the studio, and Sinead telling us about your decision to run 24 marathons in 24 days. Shane, It's an absolutely wonderful and insane thing to be doing. You have my absolute respect and disbelief that anyone would do that. What is it, Shane, that prompted you to go down this road, literally?
Well, I guess, you know, to be honest, I could probably be here till 12 o'clock telling you, but I suppose I try and keep it short and sweet. You know, obviously, just listening to Sinead there, I was just nodding my head, and I was saying, you know, this is why I'm doing this. This is why I'm going attempting this challenge. You know, spina bifida and hydrocephalus actually affects my family directly as well. My first cousin down in Kildare suffers with the condition. I've done things before for spina bifida. I ran from Dublin to Dingle over 12 days. Raised a lot of money. We got to help a lot of people. But I suppose, you know, like it was Christmas of 2015. It was Christmas Eve. I spent about 3.5-4 hours with Mary. And I said, God, like, you know, she's in great form. I was in shape when we went home. And my mom was like, yeah, she's in good form. But, you know, when we don't see her, I think she struggles a small bit. We don't see what happens, you know. So I then quickly realised that, you know, it's 24 hours a day that somebody with spina bifida struggles. Not only that, it's their family as well. So that's where we come up with the number 24. You know, I suppose we're doing events and you see things happening, but it's a 24-hour day thing, 7 days a week, every month of the year, every year of their life. Just like Sinead said, you know, so I understand it, and it's a bit of a mad act, but sure, it's only 24 days, you know. So that's 24 days of pain to me, or like doing a bit of hard work out on the road. I'll be able to help as many people as I can.
And the point has been made, and I'll put this point to both yourself, Shane, and to Sinead as well. The point is made that in many ways, the families, the work that's being done in the home, the work that's being done by families, is work which otherwise would have to be done in the hospitals, would have to be done by the health service. And what families do at home is taking a huge amount of pressure off the health service.
Yeah, I agree. You know, again, I suppose that I've seen just over the last kind of 5 or 6 years since I started doing some stuff with Spina Bifida Ireland, the work that people do, and the goodwill that people do, and the gestures that people make, it's absolutely mind-blowing. It really kind of reinstates my faith in humanity, I guess. You know, there are such good people out there, and there's so many people doing amazing things. And I know SBHI is a small organisation, so I suppose for me, and I suppose I'll let Sinead finish off there if she wants it. Like, I'm just really trying to put this small organisation on the map in Ireland, and the work that they do and the work that the volunteers do. So if we could be a small part of that, I'd be delighted.
Sinead?
That's so true, Donal. I mean, from our own point of view, it's 24/7, 365. It really is. If you're not carrying out some procedure, you're worrying. You know, this is something that doesn't go away. You worry about what comes for the future. So the backup that we get from the SBHI, or if I have any concern, they're always at the end of a phone. Each area has their own family support worker provided by the SBHI. Ours is Anya. She is spectacular. Anytime we have any concern, we ring her, and she helps us. If she doesn't know who to go to, she finds somebody to go to. So definitely it's imperative that the SBHI get the financial support that they need, because they don't get enough from the government. That's fact, you know. I'm sure every charity would say the same, but the SBHI spend their money very well, and everything is extremely well accounted for you know, given the concerns that a lot of people have with charities the last number of years.
And you're obviously hoping that, that people will support Shane and people will support this bid to earn money for SPHI and to ensure that the funds are there, to ensure that you get the support that you need and that the system ticks over. Because, I mean, I know what I'm looking at, and I have to say this, I'm looking at two ladies this morning who are smiling. And, you know, there is obviously a love between the two of you, and there's a bond between the two of you, which is absolutely fantastic to see. But, I mean, as you said, behind those smiles, behind that beautiful relationship, there is a lot of work. And work is the word. It is work, and it's effort, and it's monitoring, and it's scientific. And a lot of, you know, it has to be done, and it has to be done with supports. And what Shane is doing is what's going to ensure that the supports you need as a mother and that you need Absolutely. As a family, that those supports are there and you can continue to do what you're doing, because SPHI continue to do what they're doing. They can do what they're doing because Shane is doing what he's doing, and he does what he's doing because he gets the support from us, the general public. So there is a chain of events here that really is important.
Absolutely. Obviously, Shane is undertaking his 24 marathons in 24 days. Now, our local branch, I should say, has been nominated by the national branch to hold the launch night, as Shane is going to do his first marathon starting from Donegal Town next Thursday. So our launch night is something that our local branch benefit from financially. So any money that we raise from this night, from ticket sales or any donations, that stays in Donegal. And the money that Shane raises from his 24 days, that goes to the national branch to help everybody, families, members, anybody with the condition in Ireland. So I suppose it's quite important that we realise that there's a two-pronged thing here, you know.
Yeah, and the launch night, as you say, Thursday. Tell us about it and how people can attend and what's going to happen.
The launch night is actually the night before Shane undertakes his first marathon. So it is this coming Wednesday, the 21st of June. We have a fantastic lineup for our fundraising dance. We have Johnny Brady headlining it, and he's absolutely amazing. So we're all looking forward to that. Our house band is Off the Cuff, very well known in the Donegal area. We have Fionnuala McQuillan, who happens to be my sister, so I have to thank her so much for coming up from Monaghan to do this. Johnny Colemeyer from Derry. We have the lovely, fantastic Rosaline Moore, a mammy like myself, and she just gets it. She's given up her time, as is Paul McCahill. We have Gráinne Gavigan, beautiful girl.
A presenter here as it happens.
A fantastic
brilliant,
singer.
Brilliant, yeah.
And we have Niamh Lynn, and we have somebody else you might know, Gary Gamble.
I've heard of him.
So my kids can't wait to meet Gary Gamble, I have to say. They hear him every day after school on the radio. So we have Paddy Bonner, who's going to be a guest on the night. We also have Jason Quigley. So it's going to be a very special night. It's for an amazing cause. We also have a jiving competition on, which has proven to be very popular. We have prizes for the top three. But if there are any businesses listening in that would like to donate a prize of any kind for a raffle or any sponsorship, please, you can get my number from the station.
Right. And all this is happening on Wednesday night?
Wednesday night. Doors are open at 8 p.m.
And it's in
the Abbey in Donegal Town.
Yeah.
Dancing from 9 until 12:30.
Right, Shane, we're going to let you go. I'm sure you've got more preparation to do. Shane, what you're doing is immense, and you have, as I say, our respect and our awe. We wish you all the best in the endeavour and in the venture. May you have smooth roads, and may you have good weather, and may the 24 marathons go very well for you.
Thank you so much.
Absolute pleasure, Shane. Thanks for speaking to us this morning. And Sinead and Michaela, I'm going to say goodbye to you as well. It's been an absolute pleasure. I hope people have heard your story. And I hope the generosity that Michaela has shown with her money is shared by the rest of us when we hear your story. Because what this is all about is about sustaining families, sustaining people, and ensuring that people get the care and that people get the help and the encouragement that they need. And the evidence is in front of me that when you get that encouragement and when you get that care, the results are spectacular. Thank you.